Sickandtired.com.
1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk Radio helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Total lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. This show's about you, your health, and your life. So whatever you're dealing with, realize that the body can get sick. There's always hope that it can change, and that it can get well. So don't ever lose hope in the fact that regardless of the habits you've had for many years, and regardless of what diagnosis you may have received, that the body can change and it can go to the next level. Pretty good stuff. So a good night's rest is a big deal, right? Everybody wants to sleep. As a matter of fact, many people that are completely stressed out are taking all kinds of sleep medication, trying to go to that next level for themselves. But the reality is that when it comes to a good night's sleep, so many factors are involved. And so here's some things we're going to talk about just with sleep in general. The AMA now recognizes not sleeping or poor sleep patterns that are linked to obesity almost as a disease, or classifying it as a disease now. And if you take a little time to wind down in the evening, you don't work, watch TV, play video games, or exercise right before bed, need a little time to unwind, try reading or conversing with a spouse. Give yourself a good hour to wind down. You want to turn off the phones and mobile devices. If you need to charge the devices or want to leave them on, try keeping them in another room. Even the gentle vibration of the late night spam email is enough to interrupt your sleep pattern. Plus, you've got all the electromagnetic radioactive waves that are coming through there. And so you've got to be careful with all of that. The energy that comes from the phones, believe it or not, electromagnetic, is really tough on the system and can affect your sleep patterns, your waves as you sleep. There's a lot of little factors like that. And I think, oh, yeah, that's no big deal. Who cares? Well, cumulative over a period of time, that can actually cause a pretty big deal. Your mattress is a big deal, too. So you want to spend the money on that. It's worth it. And people try to cut back and not spend the money, but you spend about a third of your life in bed. That's kind of scary. So you want to make sure you have the right mattress and make sure you're getting the right kind of sleep. And also getting checked out for things like sleep apnea, making sure you don't have anything like that. You don't have to deal with that. Sleep apnea is a real condition that can cause issues with people. And, you know, again, stopping breathing during the night, not getting enough oxygen can cause a big issue later on as well. So just a couple of thoughts. Brain chemistry, so dopamine, all the neurotransmitters, serotonin, GABA, and making sure that they're in line, making sure that they work well. Those are all key factors to your overall health. 888-283-7272, that's the phone number. You can give me a call right now or go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. Go to Fran now. Hi, Fran.
I'm calling about neuropathy. What to do to help neuropathy?
Well, good question. And neuropathy comes in different forms, as you know. There's some basics that you want to look at. With neuropathy, you always want to make sure that it's just from a basic standpoint that you've got a good overall game plan nutritionally. Because if it dealing with diabetes, that's one thing. If it's coming from just simple, maybe a pinched nerve or an inflamed nerve in the lower back, maybe you've got a bulging disc or herniated disc, and that's never been evaluated, you want to get that looked at too, because something structural could be a major issue causing the neuropathy and we don't even know it. So getting multiple opinions from your regular physician and then having maybe a different alternative type physician or even someone like a chiropractic physician can be quite helpful to get you the help that you need. And kind of break things down and keep things where they need to be. I would look into that because neuropathy can come from different areas. There could be a strong nutritional component, but there could be just more of a simple structural component that needs to be looked at. And as you merge those two together, you'll get great opinions and be able to come up with a good game plan for that. Because neuropathies could be a B6 deficiency, but it could be much, much deeper than that. And the treatment behind it is much more involved. So keep me posted on how that goes. They're saying a pre-injury state, keys to seniors' post-fall function. So what that means is after a hip fracture or other serious fall-related injury, which is a big deal for seniors. And so it depends on how much independence older adults have regained after a big fall like that. But functional trajectories were tightly linked recently in a rapid recovery observed in only those with mild disability. Dr. Thomas Gill, Yale University, actually looked at this and said the findings could be useful in counseling patients and families on expectations for recovery and possibly for management decisions. Now, based on the findings, for example, palliative care may be recommended for rehabilitation for patients who had moderate, progressive, or even severe disability before hip fracture. So the outlook wasn't actually that bleak for disabled older adults and shouldn't exclude them from reasonable access to restorative services. Stephanie Sudensky, who's at the University of Pittsburgh in Virginia, said that the analysis stacked the cards with the definition of recovery based on time to change the number of functions in daily living and mobility, which older adults required assistance. So can completely change someone's life. And making sure that, you know, you've got good protective measures around family members, loved ones, whether you have to remodel their house or whatever you have to do to keep them in a good position where that's not going to be an issue and it's not going to be something that you have to worry too much about. That's going to be a big key. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You may call right now or go online, check out the website. We're going to Daniel now. Hi, Daniel.
I'm a 55-year-old guy, and I don't exercise a lot. I'm still working. But something I've noticed that I'm having problems with my memory. And I was wondering what you guys think of ginkgo biloba or anything else that you recommend. I go into the vitamin store and they come up with all kinds of weird stuff, and I'm not quite sure what's the best.
Well, the key is when you look at something like that, and you want to look at brain chemistry, and you want to look at what's going to support your overall cognitive function, your memory, and increase kind of that sharpness that you have with your thinking. Ginkgo and those kind of supplements have been around for a while, and they can help. They increase oxygen. Vinpocetine is kind of the new one that's out that can make just a huge, huge hit in your overall health because, again, it's all about coming up with the overall game plan to support your body and support your health. I mean, that's the key. But yeah, I'm a big, big fan of brain chemistry. It's not just about a supplement, though. It's about exercise. It's about sleeping properly so your body can regenerate. There's so many factors involved in cognitive function. So omega-3 fatty acids are a key. Vitamin D is a key. So getting all the right nutrition in the right amounts for your body is what's going to produce the greatest sense of results so that you can thrive and go to the next level with your health and your life. That is the true key. Right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Healthy living for you to go to the next level in your health and your life. Check out the website. We'll be right back.
America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Longevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. It's all about lifestyle, too. Our choices that we make today can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have tomorrow. Check out the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. And if you're looking for a wellness provider, lifestyle provider in your area that can take you from where you are to where you need to be, check out someone in our network. Go to the website and you can find it there. Men's share of housework may depend on their career choice. Now, I know, ladies, you want guys to jump in and do their part, but how much time a man spends doing housework is related to the type of job he has. A new study suggests researchers analyzed data collected from 1981 to 2009 and found that married or cohabitating men who worked in traditionally female jobs such as teaching, child care, or nursing spent more time doing housework than those in traditional male jobs. In addition, the wives and partners of these men spent less time doing housework than the wives and partners of men in the traditional male jobs. Married or cohabitating women who worked in traditional female jobs spent more time on housework than those in traditional male job positions, and their husbands or partners spent less time doing housework, according to a study scheduled for presentation recently at the American Sociological Association in New York. So importantly, occupational sex composition is largely unrelated to housework for single men or women, suggesting that occupation does influence things like housework. So there you go. Women do about two-thirds of the household chores, according to a news release, but the study showed the division of labor may depend on what their male partners do for a living. So again, the roles in the home, and everybody wanted to do their part, and what's being demanded a lot more nowadays, it seems like everybody wants to be more 50-50, but I guess it does look at the role and the job and the position. The reason I bring that up is because with your health, your relationships and the quality of those relationships from, you know, marriage or if you're cohabitating or whatever your deal is. However, when you're in a relationship period, you know, what goes on in the home and the stress levels, if they're up or they're down, all that plays a big role in your health. Now, our relationships, our jobs, our work environment, our personal relationships, all those make a big difference. And so whatever you can do to ease the stress and ease the load and make things easier for everyone is going to create a better environment for you, and it's going to create a better environment for your health all the way around. 888-283-7272. You can give me a call right now or go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Going to Benny now on the phones. Hi, Benny.
Hey, how you doing?
Living well. What's up?
I want to ask you, I've got me one of them little trampolines, but not the one like it slants, but I'm going to ask you, do you bounce on that thing, or can you run on it like you're bouncing? And then I want to ask you about the eggs. You always talk about the eggs, eating two or three eggs every morning. Do you fry them sunny side up or scramble, or how's the best way to do that?
Well, the trampoline is a great question because it's called rebounding. It's a mini trampoline, and it's been shown to be real supportive for blood pressure levels. And one of the best exercises that you can do, it creates a pumping mechanism that pumps the lymphatic system that supports cardiovascular health. So it's a great thing to do. And it doesn't matter, you know, if you get one of those mini trampolines, especially UrbanRebounder.com has a great one. And they'll send you little workout videos that go along with it. And it's fantastic because you can run on it, you can bounce on it. You don't have to, like, jump up and down really big. You know, you can just get kind of a slow bounce going. All of that motion helps support cardiovascular health and is really good for exercise. So any way you want to do it, I just say go about 5 minutes a day up to about 20 minutes a day, and you can create some really good momentum with the exercise. Now, the other thing that you want to think about, too, when you're talking about eggs are great for cardiovascular health, too. Now, the American Heart Association has come out and said that two eggs every single day is actually good for our health. And we know the egg yolks are actually fantastic for cholesterol levels. So, yeah, any way you want to cook it, I'm a big fan. As long as you cook it, if you're going to use oil, use either coconut oil, grapeseed oil, or real butter. Those are the three that you want to cook with. But frying your eggs is no big deal. Sunny side up, poached, hard-boiled, whatever you want to do. There's kind of an old adage that the more you cook the yolk, the lesser the efficacy of the nutrients are. And there's some validity to that, but you know, at the end of the day, if you're eating eggs and you're not eating fried chicken, it's probably a better thing. So that's kind of where my stance is. Making the better choice is the key. So, yeah, great options, and one of the best protein sources you can have are found in eggs. Phenomenal for your health. That's a great question. Thanks for that. 888-283-7272. Going to Daryl now. Hi, Daryl.
My pH being acidic, and trying to get some advice on how I might be able to bring that pH balance, you know, more into where it's supposed to be. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's a great question. I mean, pH levels, I talk a lot in my book about that, and you're either alkaline or you're more on the acidic side, one or the other. And the two are very, very important to make sure they balance out. But if you get the body too alkaline, there's some issues that can happen there, too. So everybody gets all excited. They want to make the body more alkaline. Well, if you get too alkaline, you can start creating joint pain and also constipation. That's not a good thing. But if you get too acidic, it can lead toward a lot of challenges like low energy levels and just a host of health challenges along the way. So anyway, getting the body as alkaline as possible, drinking plenty of water, and alkaline-based foods, which I've listed there in my book, and those can be quite helpful. Because you can do a lot of things, actually, that will raise the acidity. I mean, things like sodas and processed foods, which, you know, things are foods that everyone eats every single day. But the processed foods make a big, big difference in the acidity level. If you exercise too much and too often, you can raise the acidity of the body. Things like fruit juices can raise acidity. But yet eating the real fruit and the pulp and all that can create alkalinity. So again, there's a catch-22 for both. You just want to make sure you're making good, solid choices on a regular basis to be able to get yourself where you need to be. But yeah, get the little pH strips. You can get those at your local health food store, and you can test your pH and saliva on a regular basis. Also, you might want to cross-check it with urine. There's a great way to do that. And by looking at those two together, typically, you'll be able to land and keep your pH between about 6.8 and 7.2. Those are the numbers that you want to shoot for. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give me a call right now, or you can go online on our website. Go to healthcoachradio.com.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Breezel, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
We're open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What do you struggle with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. So many things that we deal with, we can manage in so many different ways if we simply take responsibility for our health and for our life. All right, let's talk about it. The 49 worst foods you can put in your diet. Pretty simple. Buyer beware, they say, just because the food's labeled healthy, smart, or all natural does not mean it's the best choice. For someone who's trying to lose weight, for example, honey, vegetable chips, and granola are just a few of the supermarket staples that have tricked calories, fats, sodium, and glucose, and more vilified counterparts, table sugar, potato chips, and sweet cereal. So in an effort to help dieters keep it straight, obesity researchers at Otago University in New Zealand have identified a list of 49 foods they say are extremely calorie-dense and are almost totally lacking in nutritional benefit. Published in the recent issue of the New Zealand Medical Journal, researchers say this list is primarily developed to help overweight and obese people easily identify which foods they should avoid. And lead researcher Jane Esmail says it's important to note that the list represents not only high-calorie foods, but also the foods that are almost totally lacking in the essential nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. So here's a list in alphabetical order. Number one, alcoholic drinks. They're one of the top list of the 49 foods you should stay away from. Number two, biscuits. and buttermilk biscuits down here in the South, as we say. What do you get? What's Grandma going to say about that? Tell Grandma to make some gluten-free biscuits. Butter, lard, or similar fat. Now, I'm a big fan of butter. I think butter is extremely healthy for you, but it's listed here. And if you do a lot of fat with biscuits, now that's a different issue because you've got the higher glycemic carbohydrates. It pushes the fat that you don't want into stored fat instead of using it for normal, healthy processes in the body. Number four, cakes. Number five, candy, including lollipops, chocolate, coconut cream, condensed milk, okay, corn chips, cream chips, like regular vegetable chips or potato chips, deli meats with nitrites and nitrates, donuts, of course, with all the trans fats, energy drinks, flavored milk or milkshakes, fruit canned in syrup, okay, the fruit roll-ups, remember those when you were kids? Now, the fried potatoes and the French fries, you want to stay away from those. Frozen yogurt, no, just because it's yogurt doesn't mean that it's healthy for you. I ate with a buddy of mine today. We went to a salad place, and it was so funny. We were sitting there eating, and you could see him eyeing the frozen yogurt, and he was like, you know, what about the yogurt? Is that healthy? I said, what do you mean? The kind that tastes bad, that, you know, like the plain niggas? Good friend of mine. Very, very funny. So the fruit juice also is another one you want to watch out for. Now, eating fruits is great because all the pulp and everything that's in there. But you want to stay clear of a lot of the juices, except tomato juice, of course, and some unsweetened black currant juice, they say. Glucose, straight glucose sugar is another one. High-fat crackers are ones you want to stay clear of. And, of course, processed honey. Now, raw honey, very good for you. Something processed locally, near where you live, whatever, by some farmers, that's fantastic. But a lot of the processed heated honey, you want to stay clear of that. Hot chocolate or chocolate milk, ice cream, regular jam loaded with high fructose corn syrup, marmalades, mayonnaise, granola bars, muffins, nuts roasted in fat and oil. Again, you can do them roasted in salt. That's no big deal, like sea salt. That's fantastic. But you don't want to do it in the fat of the oil. Pastries, pies, popcorn with butter or oil, puddings, quiches, reduced cream, regular powdered drinks, salami, sausages, soft drinks, sour cream, and sugar added to anything, whatever it's baking, cooking, whatever it is. Syrups such as the golden syrup, the treacle and the maple syrup, the toasted muesli, which cereal, and a lot of the other breakfast cereals want to stay clear of, whole milk that's processed, and yogurt with more than 10 grams of sugar. So, again, that's a list of, they said, the top worst foods you can put in your body. And so many things on there. I mean, think about it. You look at it and you think, well, I thought yogurt was good for me, or I thought granola bars were pretty good, or popcorn wasn't that bad, or nuts. When you start looking at this and you start going down through there like honey, and it's all in the way that foods are prepared and the way that we have those foods. But, you know, if you went through here and you heard donuts and you thought, what? I thought that was a health food. No, probably not. time to look at the list and realize it's probably not the best food for you. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Check out the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Also, don't forget that our wellness providers, our healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All the nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about here on the show. Anything we can do to improve your lifestyle to help you go to the next level. Probably in an area right near you. Going to the phones now and talk with Daniel. Hi, Daniel. Welcome.
I'm calling about testosterone. I had some tests recently. I'm 72 years old. My testosterone was 205. My PSA is 3.9, and my doctor recommended Androgel to help the situation, and also finasteride because I have prostate cancer. My dad had that. And I wondered if there's any natural way that I could work to increase the testosterone. I have lost some weight recently. I'm about 230. I'm a type 2 diabetic, but I'm working on that, and it's doing better.
Okay, well, a couple things come to mind just when you start mentioning that. I mean, yeah, the testosterone levels, you've got to look at all the different aspects of it, okay? So it's not just testosterone's low. That's not just the only issue. You've got certain variables in the body, probably got some nutritional deficiencies that are there that need to be addressed and need to be looked at. Because when you have those deficiencies and you start dealing with that, you got to make sure that things like zinc are not too low, because zinc helps produce testosterone. Make sure the fat levels are healthy, the good healthy fats. Make sure you're getting plenty of almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, those sorts of things. The body needs fat. If you don't get the right kind of fat, then the body's not going to make the hormone profile that you need. So that's a big key. So again, it's coming up with a game plan overall and understanding that. So I would say weight training 3 to 4 times a week for at least 30 minutes. Put that in your routine if you want to raise testosterone levels. If you want to look at supplements, things like Tribulus Terrestris, Maca Root, those are very beneficial and can help the body tremendously. Then keeping your fat levels to about 25% of your overall diet, that's a big key. If you're not getting that much in your diet, you've got to look at your overall diet profile and make sure you start getting it, because a lot more calories, for the most part, than you actually take in. And if you're not getting enough calories and you're not giving the body what it needs, then it's not going to function really the way that you want it to. So getting that set up and making sure you get the, you know, the foods that you need, that's going to make a big, big deal. So testosterone, not hard to do, but if you don't have the right game plan, it can be a little bit on the challenging side. That's for sure. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. And again, you know, on the web, what's interesting is you can always find information that you need. And articles and things that we talk about, all these are very, very important. And if you miss something, you know, again, I know it can be challenging, but the website will have it. You can also send me an email there as well. Going to Maggie now. Hi, Maggie.
I'm calling because I have vertigo, and it's been a big problem for many years, and I'm only 42, and it really affects my everyday life, and I was wondering if there's anything I can do about it, because my doctors have told me there's really nothing I could do about it.
Yeah, there is. There's quite a few things you can do about it, because with vertigo, I would go see, well, let me just back up for a second. So with vertigo, you're dealing potentially with the inner ear, right? So you get the fluid that goes around in the inner ear, and when there becomes an issue with that, that's when a lot of people start struggling with vertigo and the symptoms of vertigo. But what also can happen, which is, I think is really important, is making sure that the atlas, which is the first bone in the base of the skull, when you get the atlas functioning at a peak level, get it working the way you need it to, then what will happen with that is it'll free up the nervous system in that area. Many times chiropractic physicians and osteopathic physicians can get great results with vertigo simply by manipulating the spine and the upper cervical area of the neck. And a lot of times that can be locked up. And that could be impinging the area, causing, because see the cerebellum, which has to do with our balance, sits down in that area. And it's been, well, not it has been, it's just discounted a lot and not looked at very often. But having that checked out, having it looked at from a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician, I think would be quite helpful. And again, if you've already gone the medical route, standard medical route, then the alternative side may be a great benefit to you. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. Talk about some energy level boosters naturally that can get you to the next level when we come out of this break.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
lines are open. 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show. Your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Talk about your life. Talk about you. Why? Because you matter. And you can make changes every single day that can impact your health and impact your life. Talking about food a little bit and prunes. Now, it's like, I hear prunes, I think about my grandmother. It's like, if you're constipated, let's go get some prunes, baby. And I'm at a sweet little 94-year-old grandmother. Used to eat prunes like crazy, especially in her latter days. So anyway, prunes are a unique antioxidant-loaded phytonutrient food. And, of course, the fresh version, plums, dried version, are the prunes. And they're specifically known to have repeated health research for the high content of these phytonutrients. Of course, they have extremely potent substances like superoxide, anion radicals that are dangerous. And, of course, they can help protect against those. But prunes, not so much. Not really one of my favorites. But they can normalize blood sugar levels, believe it or not, and they help with weight loss. So their soluble fiber helps normalize blood sugar levels and slow the rate at which food leaves the stomach by delaying the absorption of the glucose, which, of course, can be transported in the blood. The soluble fiber also increases insulin sensitivity and can therefore play a helpful role in prevention and treatment of the type 2 diabetes. So prunes and fiber for regularity, of course, lower cholesterol and intestinal protection. Prunes are also well known for their ability to prevent constipation, of course, in addition to providing bulk and decreasing the transit time of the fecal matter. They're extremely powerful with the friendly bacteria as well in the large intestine. And when these helpful bacteria ferment prunes and soluble fiber, they produce short-chain fatty acid called butyric acid, which serves as the primary fuel for the cells of the large intestine and helps maintain a healthy colon. So these helpful bacteria also create two other short-chain fatty acids called propionic and acetic acid, which are used by fuel with the liver and the muscles. This propionic acid, which is produced from the prunes, it's an insoluble fiber that may be partly responsible for cholesterol-lowering properties of fiber in general. So the animal studies with this said that it helped reduce HMG-CoA reductase, which is an enzyme involved in the production of cholesterol by the liver. So by lowering the activity of this enzyme, the propionic acid helps lower blood cholesterol levels. So bottom line is, what does that mean in English? Well, if you eat prunes, they can help lower cholesterol. Pretty simple. So in addition, prunes' soluble fibers help to lower cholesterol by binding the bile acids and removing them from the body via the feces. So the bile acids are compounds used to digest fat that are manufactured by the liver from the cholesterol. When they're excreted along with the prunes fiber, the liver must manufacture these new bile acids and come up with more cholesterol. So anyway, new studies around this, pretty exciting. I mean, foods like prunes, plums, powerful at what they can do. I mean, it can lower coronary heart disease. There's just powerful things in these, I mean, powerful components in these foods. And lastly, the insoluble fiber provided in the prunes can feed friendly bacteria in the digestive tract, so it helps maintain larger populations of friendly bacteria, in addition to producing helpful short-chain fatty acids described. They've also played an important role in crowding out the pathogenic bacteria. And cereal fiber protective against the postmenopausal breast cancers is another big one that the prunes are involved with. So the fruits richest in fiber include apples, dates, figs, pears, and prunes. And, of course, if you're choosing anything with fiber like that, it's going to help tremendously. They're also really good for iron absorption. And the ability of a plum or a prune to increase absorption of iron in the body has been documented in published research as well. So a lot of great components with prunes that can help just in your overall health. The digestive tract really benefits from it. And I think that, you know, again, something that's so powerful in our food supply, something so simple. 888-283-7272. Lines are open to questions about your health. You know, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. Don't get stuck in making the wrong kind of lifestyle choices. It's too easy to change. And that's what we want to do. We want to start focusing on the change and creating the kind of life that you deserve. So if you have hypertension, I want to talk about a couple of things, little dietary tips that can help that take action to protect your health and reduce the chances of developing serious, even fatal health issues. While medication can bring on high blood pressure down, there's some natural things you can do to help. So there's a hypertension type diet that's always given, but here's some things you want to steer clear of in the high sodium foods in this hypertension type diet that is you know, a lot of the cardiologists are real big fans of. Dried, preserved, or salted meats like bacon, ham, beef jerky, or pepperoni. Want to steer clear of those. Heavily salted snacks like peanuts, chips, or crackers. Canned foods and meals, including vegetables in the soups. Frozen foods and dinners are another big one. Sauces, condiments, and marinades. So table salt and salty seasonings, those also you want to steer clear of and be a little cautious with, just because of the high sodium intake. Can be a little bit challenging as well. So be cautious with those as you're looking into it, because, I mean, for a heart healthy diet, got to make sure you're getting the right kind of foods. Now, here's some foods that can help manage the high blood pressure. They're high potassium foods, low sodium foods. Raisins, prunes, and prune juice. There's your prunes again. Potatoes, one of my favorites. Apples and apple juice, bananas, fresh corn, cooked squash, eggplant, cabbage, and cauliflower, lima beans and peas, peppers and radishes, and then baked or boiled potatoes. So great ways to support your overall high blood pressure related issues and stay heart healthy at the same time. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health and lifestyle of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Go give this information to someone, empower their health and their life.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hey folks, you heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.